This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got another couple of chapters for you from The Star Seeds of Earth as our adventures with Alibi Jones continue. And they've got a star seed, so things are getting pretty interesting here. I've actually got three chapters on the way, chapters 60, 61, and 62 of The Star Seeds of Earth. Let me set it up for you. Alibi Jones and company are trying to figure out what they're going to do with their starseed. Plus, there's a brief interlude with Hap, Ruth, and the bit. Yeah, you're going to have to listen for more about that scene. Yikes. More from the Starseeds of Earth on the way on Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of book news and other news. I actually went exploring this week. My friend and noted Vermont folklorist and author Joseph Citro was kind enough to take me up to see Calendar 2, which is a stone chamber near Woodstock, Vermont. I took pictures and shot some video and put together a short video presentation on it, which you can find on Facebook and YouTube. And that was pretty well received, so I went back and put together a couple more experiencing stone chamber videos from the two stone chambers that I visited back in December. So now you can watch videos of my three explorations so far. And as you may recall, there is a Vermont stone chamber in this story, The Star Seeds of Earth. That one is entirely fictional. And though I had researched them for a long time, years, when I originally wrote the scene, I had never been inside of one. Now, I was able to visit the two in Massachusetts just before I finished the manuscript, so I could rewrite anything that was a little bit off about the experience. But it was only in this last week that I've actually been in a Vermont stone chamber. Pretty cool. And my thanks to Joe Citro. If you like horror or weird stuff and supernatural things, check out Joseph Citro. That's with a C, C-I-T-R-O. Joe is a Vermont treasure. A few years older than me, but I've known him for a bit, and I'm trying to convince him to let me help him put out his books. He has a couple of books that went out of print. I'm trying to convince him to let me help him get those out. We'll see what happens. Not like he needs a lot of help. But now you can look for those videos too on my YouTube or on Facebook. It's Experiencing Upton, Experiencing Acton, Neshoba, and Experiencing Calendar 2 in Vermont. Hopefully they're entertaining, at least a little bit educational. I like making them and sharing the experiences. There will be more to come. There are plans afoot, and you'll see the end results if they happen. It's funny, as I was writing down the notes for this podcast earlier, I wrote, "Hopefully there will be more to come," and immediately got a message back from somebody with instructions and directions on how to get to somewhere. So I was like, I guess there is more to come. It was very much a synchronicity. I like that. Now, in book-related news, on Friday night, patrons got their second episode of the new patrons-only podcast, The Archmage's History of the Future. I'm actually rewriting the original future that leads up to Vatican Assassin and then into Alibi Jones. And it's not that far in the future at this point. We covered the 30s and 40s this week, the 2030s and 2040s. And in the 2030s, the United Trade Zone started. United at this point, not yet universal. And the 40s include the nuking of Jerusalem, as well as the formation of the United Islamic Nation, also not yet universal, still just United. So there's stuff going on. And as I said, the patrons get that back on Friday night. If you want to become a patron, just head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. You can learn more there. I've got three different levels, $2 a month, $5 a month, and $10 a month to help support the podcast and my science fiction efforts. And I, you know, always like to thank the folks who are patrons right now. I have a few. Sure, less than 10, more than 5. That's good, right? Everybody's helping, and that's a good thing. It means I can keep doing this. And afford, you know, the hosting, the websites, etc. Couple of sales going on my books. The July Summer Winter Sale continues at Smashwords. Of course, that's through the end of July, through the end of the month. You can get The Star Seeds of Earth, the ebook for the book we're listening to, for 25% off for this month. And all the rest of my books are 50% off. The ebooks, again, at Smashwords. You can find out more at my website, glowinthedarkradio.com. And the Small Press Superhero Sale continues at Comixology Submit, where you can get the graphic novel for Red Hot or Good Samaritan for just 99 cents. And they do the guided view. It's very cinematic. I love it. That's at Comixology, but again, probably easiest to just go to glowinthedarkradio.com. And that does lead me to mention the book you're listening to is on sale now, Star Seeds of Earth. You can get it in paperback, as an ebook, as an audiobook, however you take it in. And again, the easiest thing to do for any of this stuff is just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. They actually lead to the same place. MikeLuoma from mikeluoma.com. Up next, we'll get into Chapter 60 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What the hell is this, the wonderful Billy Flynn?
Just some podcast that's supposed to be geeky, podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Screw that noise. I'm not going to try it. Hey, Flynnstress, let's get Mikey.
Do you mean critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason, who hosts the Beer Powered Time Machine podcast?
Yeah.
But he won't listen. He hates everything.
Hi, I'm critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason. I don't often listen to podcasts, but when I do, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Hey man, that's a different promo.
Between love and madness lies Geek Radio Daily.
That's kinda accurate.
There are some things money can't buy.
GRD is free online.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Geek Radio Daily.
We'll take it.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. GeekRadioDaily.com.
And now, here's Chapter 60 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi Jones, Krish, Dr. Shinose, Emily, and Kit gathered around the starseed. Shinose was Krish's second. As deputy chief scientist, Alibi had decided to bring her in on the starseed. I've asked you all to stop by this room over the last 2 weeks and sort of take this thing in, Alibi said. Now I'm looking for your feedback. Any impressions? It does kind of look Egyptian, Emily said. No one else said anything. Did anyone touch it? Alibi asked. No, nope. A chorus of negatives in reply. I did when we first found it, Alibi said. Murmurs. What happened? Shinose asked. It told me its story in some ways, Alibi said. And I've told you each a lot of that already. Well, Krish, you were there, you know. Yes, I remember that, Alibi, Krish said. Your latent abilities manifested themselves once again. Again? Shinose asked, confused by the reference. What latent abilities? Alibi held a piece of the hull of an Eldred ship, Krish said, and he could see in his mind's eye places it had been. I could see it when I closed my eyes, Alibi said, and even when they were open a little, sort of superimposed over my surroundings at the time. You know, like when you visualize something, picture it in your mind? Kind of like that, except more vivid. And I didn't think of it myself or visualize it. It appeared on its own. Well, you did concentrate on it, as I recall, Krish said. Yeah, I remember I had to focus some, Alibi said. But that came later, after it had appeared. So, the Starseed did that to you too? Shinose asked. You saw where it had been? She sounded skeptical. Oh no, Alibi said. Sorry, that was much different. Really? Krish said, surprised. Yeah, Alibi said. More directed. As if... It was like it was triggered by me. Maybe by what Krish says are my latent abilities. And then it sort of all came at once. I didn't know any of it, and then I knew it all. Maybe that was part of the gift I was given under the mountain. I hadn't thought of that. Alibi? Krish said. What? You sort of spaced out there for a second, Emily said. I did? Sorry, my mind wandered. No out-of-body experiences until later, please, Krish said. Let us stick to the matter at hand, eh, Alibi? Krish's attempt at humor was welcome. They laughed, and the tension eased among them. Been there, done that, Alibi said. And I had to fight to get mine back. I'm trying to stay inside of this one now.
Please do, Kit said. Do not let my brother's sacrifice be in vain.
You know, Kit, Emily said, softening, we all miss Cat. What he did for Alibi? He's a hero. I hope you know that.
Yes, Kit said. Thank you again.
I've thought a lot about what you said when you first joined us, Kit, Emily said. I swear sometimes I feel like I'm going to see Cat, like he's just around the next corner. He was my friend, Kit. I miss him too, even if sometimes it feels like he's here, still with us. She frowned. But I don't believe in ghosts or any of that stuff. I guess what I'm trying to say is, as long as we remember him, he's really not gone, you know?
Thank you, Emily Brown, Kit said. I too often feel like he is with me, still. It is hard to let him go, is it not?
It is hard, she said.
So then, Alibi, stay focused, Krish joked, trying to lift the spirits of the room and move the conversation on. Now, Krish said, what was it you asked Alibi, Doctor, when he zoned out?
I asked about Gnosis, Shinose said. The way Alibi gained his knowledge sounds like what the ancients described as Gnosis, a way of knowing. Have you ever heard of Gnosis, Alibi? No, he said, curious. It was often described as, well, as you said, as knowledge coming all at once, Shinose said. A whole way of knowing, and a gift from the gods, or the universe, depending on your preferred metaphor. A gift. There it is. Did he give me some sort of key to the Starseed? So it would reveal itself to me? That sounds like what this was, Alibi said. This thing told me its story all at once. Okay, Emily said, exasperation and annoyance in her tone. This is too far out and mystical for me. Talking rocks? She looked down at the Starseed, then back up at the others. I'm a realist. I deal with numbers, facts. All this woo-woo stuff is too much. There has to be a scientific explanation for this. Actually, there is science behind this, Shinose said. This sort of learning. Oh, really? Emily asked. Well, certainly, Shinose said. It's the way our wands and devices receive their information, certainly, when you transfer data. Right, Emily said. But we're not computers. No, but, Shinose said, there were some left-brain, right-brain studies in the past that suggested the way each side processed information was different. The left analytical, the right symbolic. We are used to left-brain learning, which is incremental. Supposedly, right-brain learning, being symbolic, would be more instantaneous. This could be an example of that. I don't mean to get too esoteric, Chris said, but I do remember reading something somewhere once that said the Egyptians learned that way, from their hieroglyphics. And you did say this looked Egyptian, Alibi said. That is where we got it, in Egypt. Emily stared back down at the starseed and pondered the information they'd just laid on her all at once. That all sounds science-y, Emily said, but I'm not sure I buy it. And I can tell you for sure, I don't get it. But go ahead, maybe I will. That's how I knew this thing arrived on Earth something like a million years ago, Alibi said. And it was one of two. I think this one was the first, but the second came soon after.
Two? Kit said.
Well, that makes sense, Emily said. I never understood that part in history class. Why would the Flays and the Domo work together? Because they could each get a starseed. Right, Alibi said. That's what I thought, too. But now the other starseed is gone, used up a long time ago. This thing told you that? Emily asked. No, it didn't. But I'm not ready to talk about my subterranean friend just yet. It's part of the information in my head, Alibi said, trying not to lie entirely. It's why the Domo and Flay's alliance broke up. They found the spent starseed and realized there would only be one left for them. They could go to war or walk away, with neither allowed to grab it. Emily nodded.
How do we open it? Kit asked.
What? Alibi said.
It seemed a simple question, Kit said. If it told you its story, how does it open?
There was a brief silence before Alibi responded, with some uncertainty. I don't know, Alibi said. Not for sure. It didn't download that into your head? Emily asked. Alibi could hear the sarcasm. No, he said. Isn't that curious? Chris said. Maybe I didn't get the key. Just sneak previews. So touch it again, Emily said. What? Chris said, shocked. I don't know. Alibi hesitated. Maybe you didn't get it all, she said. If it didn't come with instructions, you might need part two or something. No one said anything for a moment, as they found themselves all looking down at the starseed, and then back up at each other. You think I should? Alibi said. I don't know, Chris said.
It did not damage you to touch it the first time, Kit said. Do you fear that it will now?
I don't know, Alibi said. I don't think so. But I don't know that for sure. We don't know what will happen, do we? Shinose said. Caution might be best.
I know some things, Kit said, about starseeds. And I do not believe that touching one will hurt you, Alibi Jones.
Alibi stared at the rough stone obelisk.
The knowledge of the ancient enemy, Kit said. The ability to adapt and change to face the greater Ta'a. These things lie inside of that rock object.
Adapt and change? Emily asked. What do you mean, Kit?
There were two ways that the starseeds worked, Kit said. Most know of the long-term changes. The subtle alterations of DNA by the agents carried by the starseed. But there was also another agent contained within, a substance said to cause instantaneous alterations and those who came into contact with it. Designed for the short term, and for those races already well along their evolutionary paths.
Yes, I hadn't heard of that short-term application at all, Shinose said. Kit suggested we should think about using the starseed to alter humans to better take on the greater Ta, Alibi said, if we find that substance inside there. Oh, Emily said, in surprise. I hadn't thought of that.
I pointed out that the Shen Ta and the greater Ta were kept in their place by the ancient enemy, Kit said. It makes a certain amount of logical sense that if you were more like the ancient enemy, you might stand a better chance of putting them back in their place.
Emily turned to Alibi. And you agree with this? She asked. Actually, no, not yet, Alibi said. I'm not sure it will work as smoothly as Kit seems to think it will. Alibi looked around at the other four. When I was being held by my half-brother Hap, the Light, I saw what alterations can do to a person. I'm not sure he had a starseed, but he was ingesting something that gave him greater mental powers, telekinesis, telepathy, and other abilities. How could you tell? Shinose asked. I could feel him in my mind, Alibi said. Chapter 61. He was so perfected, the Lord took him to be one of his select, Hap said, trying to comfort his crying mother. How could you? She glared at him through tears. How could you? It was all Ruth had been saying since her new baby son died, since the monster poisoned and killed her baby while she slept and recuperated. How could you? His soul was too perfect for this world, Mother, Hap said. I heard him in my mind before he passed. He told me, I am perfected, and I go to God. How could you? We could not keep him here, Mother, Hap said. He was not ours to keep. He is God's. He belongs to God. How could? She couldn't continue. Instead, she broke down into tears again. Hap stood up next to her hospital bed. I'm going now, he said. You need to understand God called our son, his son, home. You are wrong to put this on me. I gave him the means of his perfection. I am not a monster. I hear you, Mother. He wanted to give her brain a good squeeze, but that would definitely not be a part of God's plan. Instead, Hap turned and walked away from Ruth, out of her room and off towards the chapel. It was time he gave his Christian soldiers some of the new blood of Christ. Chapter 62. I don't think we should use it, Alibi said. I've never been a fan of altering people, not technologically, and not with something this alien and ancient and unpredictable.
Well, certainly not indiscriminately, Chris said. And what if this merely helps us become what we are evolving into, eh? You have developed more abilities than some, Alibi. Doesn't that suggest there is more to us to come? But this is all still premature. We haven't even opened it yet.
You're scared, Emily said. Afraid. Damn straight, Alibi said. You're saying you're not.
No, she said. But cautious fear is a new look for you, Alibi. You might actually be maturing.
Oh, harsh, he said, too loud.
And what about Katie? Kit said. She has been altered and augmented by her Rodae, yet she remains herself.
Does she? Alibi said. I wonder.
I do not,
Kit said, matter of fact.
And neither should you.
I've always wondered about Katie, Kit. She never was the most stable person. Came down to where I
couldn't trust her. Her personality wasn't consistent. I could no longer be sure if the parts of her I loved were real.
"You're going to do it?" Emily asked. "Sure," Alibi said. "Yeah, I mean, that's why I called you here, right?"
"I still don't want to."
Alibi squatted down next to the rough stone obelisk. He stretched out his hands towards its surface.
"There is something here, an energy, but it's contained."
His palms and fingers hovered just off the stone below them. He lowered his hands. The stone felt cold.
"Huh. Nothing?"
"Huh?" Emily repeated back. Alibi looked up at her. Alibi no longer knew where he was.
That was Chapter 62 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Uh-oh. Maybe Alibi Jones shouldn't have touched that starseed. You're going to have to come back next episode and find out what happened. And poor Ruth, I mean, sure, karma is a bitch and all, but damn. Hap is not normal anymore. If he ever was. He's not even much of a human being anymore. It's likely his substance is from a starseed, because he's becoming like the worst of the ancient enemy. I hope you'll be back. Join us next episode and find out just what happened to Alibi Jones and more on Glow in the Dark Radio. Quick recap of my news. There are 3 new videos of my stone chamber explorations. Went to Vermont's Calendar 2 this week, and that's up there. And I also did videos for the 2 chambers I visited in December in Massachusetts, one in Acton and one in Upton. And those are all on my Facebook page or on my YouTube page. Or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com. Patrons got the 2nd episode of the new patrons-only podcast, The Archmage's History of the Future, covering the time between now and Vatican Assassin and Alibi Jones's time, covering the 30s and 40s this week, including Jerusalem getting nuked, and the United Islamic Nations and United Trade Zone both getting started. So, a significant couple of decades on the Archmage's History of the Future. Again, that's for patrons only, and if you want to become a patron, just head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, and you can learn more there. I've got 3 different levels, $2 a month, $5 a month, and $10 a month. And any of those levels gets you this free podcast. Save 25% on the ebook we're listening to on this podcast, The Starseeds of Earth, at Smashwords. And all the rest of my books are 50% off. This month of July, it's the July Summer Winter Sale at smashwords.com. There's a link right at the top of glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com to get you to those books. There's also a small press superhero sale going on at Comixology Submit. That's their indie side. And my books are available, the graphic novel for Introducing Red Hot and the graphic novel for Good Samaritan Unto Dust. Both of them are available on the cheap, just 99 cents, and you get that guided view that Comixology does so well. That's at comixology.com, but again, you can go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. And just follow the link that's at the top of the page. I do like to remind you that the book you're listening to is on sale now, The Starseeds of Earth. You can get it in paperback, audiobook, or ebook. And again, the ebook is on sale at Smashwords, 25% off. Hope you'll be back next time around, next episode, for more from The Starseeds of Earth. Find out what's happened to Alibi touching the starseed. Alibi going somewhere else. Have to find out where that is, huh? Thank you again for listening this time around. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thanks again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
glow-in-the-dark radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.